And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a couple of great guests this morning. We have Morgan Prominence and Howie Stretch from Hobie Kayaks. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that Hobie's got going on. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Going to be a great show with some very fishy dudes in here this morning.
No doubt about that. And it's Morgan Prominence and Howie Stretch from Hobie Kayaks. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
How are you guys?
Good morning.
Great to have you guys back. And boy, since, let's see, we were talking last September, I think, or something like that, was the last time you were on, because Ricky was still in his cast. So that's how we kind of relate to that, right?
We were joking, like, Morgan was the guest the first day back with the full double arm gas.
Yeah.
I like this show a lot better.
No, it's a lot better. Yeah, feeling. Hey, by the way, on that subject, you're almost back to normal.
Yeah, good. Fishing again, and arms are back and working. Yeah, all good.
That's a good thing.
Not bummed to be out of those casts. Like that was just fine.
For sure.
Yeah.
So a lot has been going on at Hobie since we last spoke here on Let's Talk Hookup, right?
Yes, absolutely. We've been very, very busy just trying to make as much product as possible.
Yeah, that's the problem is that all the dealers are sold out, right?
Yeah, that's been a tough one for us. You know, we depend on our dealers to sell kayaks, and so we're working as hard as we can to, you know, double overtime to get that product out to them.
Yeah, and so with that being, does it give you enough time to R&D some new stuff?
Absolutely, we always have something new up our sleeve.
Always time for that.
Prioritize.
Well, Howie, you kind of are in charge of developing the accessories, right?
I play a big part in that. Yeah, and you know, working with our engineers and just kind of taking a pulse on the field and seeing what the Hobie consumer consumers are asking for, and you know, doing our best to deliver a quality product. So that takes a lot of work, and it's not all it's a lot of fun work too.
Yeah, fun work. We have to do the field research. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, got to go out there fishing.
That's right.
Yeah. So accessory wise, anything notable that we should talk about?
We've got some stuff in the works that I'm not going to mention yet. But, you know, as we get more into the bass world and we're focused on our tournament trail and stuff that we've been developing over the last couple of years, Kevin Nakata, who you guys know, has been, you know, working hard on that along with some of our other staff. And so it's been cool to get into that market. I mean, I grew up on a bass lake. That's kind of you know, my roots and
where was that?
In Canyon Lake.
Okay.
So it's actually become a pretty popular bass lake.
Yeah.
A lot of guys do a lot of practice out there, and you know, I think some local SoCal pro bass guys are kind of starting to go, oh, this is a cool lake. It's a private lake and the fishing's good, and it's good quality 2 to 3 pound fish with some fives and sixes and eights, and a couple tens come out of there every year.
Whoa.
And stuff. And so, but it's been neat to get a pulse on that market and kind of try to meet the demands of that consumer. You know, I've been focused my whole life pretty much on the salt stuff, you know, outside of fishing in my backyard. But so it's been fun developing products for that.
It's always so much fun when, you know, when Ron or you guys, you know, come in and they bring the Hobie catalogs, and like the accessory catalog is as big, if not bigger, than the boats themselves. Like, that's one thing that's always blown me away for whatever market it is, whether it be saltwater, freshwater, or pleasure, or fishing, or whatever it is. You guys spend so much effort on making accessories that are dialed in. I mean, you have not just a bait, you have options of bait tanks, and you have options of rod holders, and you guys do so much for the fishermen. Like, there's a lot of focus that's put into it.
Yeah, and we enjoy it. It's actually about a fifth of our business that we do, and so we want to keep that alive and healthy. And
so kayak fishing is about 20% of the business?
Accessories.
Oh, just
parts
accessories.
And accessories. Yeah. And so we want to keep that part of the business healthy, and it's really fun focusing
on
that.
If you ask us, Pete, fishing is 100%.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was like, 20% sounds like a pretty low number to me. Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool. You know, it's fun working with Howie, fun working with our designers and engineers, our team all over the country and the world, because on a kayak, you really have a limited amount of space, you know, and you need to maximize that cockpit area, maximize all of those features and things that you can put into that small area to make your day on the water that much better. And that's what Howie really focuses on.
Yeah.
And it's half the fun. I mean, you make it yours, screwing and gluing parts and pieces to your boat. Like, that's half the fun.
Yep. And you know exactly where everything is when you need it. And it's like, you know, it's like the cockpit of a fighter jet or something. You need everything to be right there, and you need enough space to fish.
The accessories and rigging out your kayak correctly can just optimize your day on the water and help you to catch so many more fish.
Sure.
So
how does Morgan rig his kayak?
Yeah, good question.
I keep it pretty simple. I mainly fish out of the Pro Angler 14, and you know, I'll have a rod holder, an H-rail rod holder on the left side, and usually my Lowrance fish finder on the right, and keep it pretty clean. I have an anchored trolley kit for if I'm anchoring up, if there's squid or something, or tying off to the kelp. So
anchor trolley.
Yeah, I was
going to
say. I was
that?
Hoping you were going to say that. I'm like, man, I don't know what that is. What's that?
Yeah, so it's basically a pulley system where you have a roller on the nose and one on the stern, and there's a line connected with a bungee and a clip, and so you can bring it back to where you're sitting on the kayak, clip your anchor off, and then pull it up so that you drift bow or stern first. You know, so that you're pointing into the current or the swell or whatever.
Yeah, when you're anchoring up in some current in a kayak, you definitely want to be... You want that anchor point to be on the bow or the stern,
sure.
Not off your side. You
yeah.
know? That could be dangerous
so,
and expensive, too.
So that actually allows the anchor to go right off the bow of the kayak.
Yeah.
And you're dropping it right to your side where it's comfortable and convenient, and then you're basically pulling the rope, you're tying off almost to either the bow or the stern, whatever suits you better.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not having to crawl up to the nose or the stern or try to get that area. And then
what a great accessory.
No doubt.
Yeah. It's awesome, and it's so simple too. Another accessory that I use is a PowerPole micro anchor. It's a motorized shallow water anchor. It's good for up until about 8 feet. And I use that a lot when I bass fish. You know, I know a lot of our lakes they drop off and they're kind of deep, but when you're setting up on the edge, you can go in there, double click a button, and that spike drops down and just anchors you out.
It's like a regular power pole you'd see on a bass.
Exactly, yeah.
Really made for your kayak.
Yep.
How cool is that?
Was that a Howie Canyon Lake bass fishing suggestion, or did that come around?
No. That kind of originated from the Florida fishery, yeah. You know. I think, and you know, power poles based out of there, and in the salt, a lot of the guys fishing flats and stuff use it, and you know, power pole's been a good partner of ours, and we've worked closely with them on some stuff. But no, that came before my time.
I know you guys like fishing Mission Bay, and in an area where you got so much shallow water, that's probably huge.
Absolutely, yeah. To be able to kind of scoot up 50 feet. And spike down,
yeah.
Fan cast an area, you know, and move on.
Do the same thing.
Yeah, you're not at the mercy of the current or the wind. You know, you're stopping right where you need to stop.
And that's cool.
Now,
cool.
What about current and wind and the actual, like we talked about anchoring sideways and stuff. Does the power pole take that all into account? Is it on the aft side or...?
No, it's right off the stern, centered
right
off the stern.
Okay.
Yeah, so
centered. So once you power pull down, you're going
to
be right into the current.
Yeah. One of the coolest things is our Mirage Drive 360. I like to use the power pole so you anchor out off your stern, and then you can control your nose or bow.
Yeah.
Right, you just turn the drive sideways, and you can swing around in a perfect circle, so you can fish all around your anchored point.
Sweet.
Really,
yeah. A couple things that you talked about: the K rail or the railing. What is that?
The H rail.
H rail.
You want to explain it, Howie?
Yeah, the H rail is it's an extruded aluminum tube basically, and it's got 12 flat sides to it, and we manufacture a clamp that matches up to that. So, which is the base for a rod holder or, you know, other accessory bases. But you can swiftly basically clip that onto the rail, and then you can rotate it inboard, outboard, fore, aft, you know, slide it fore and aft. So you have this accessory that's completely movable along the boat. So wherever you want that rod holder positioned for each style of fishing or,
right.
You know, you can put it exactly where you want it, and you can rotate the you know, reel seat and stuff so your reel's oriented
nice.
And it's perfect and stuff.
Put your accessories wherever it's comfortable for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's kind of it's super easy to attach and remove accessories. You can put them anywhere. And kind of building on those accessories that I have on my boat, I also have a Railblazer camera mount that I, you know, to capture some GoPro stuff, you always have to have proof, right?
Yeah.
And then up on the bow, I have a Hobie large fish bag. So if I'm fishing La Jolla or something, I'll use that to slip yellowtail or sea bass into.
Just sits on the bow.
On the bow, yeah. So yeah. I throw like a 20-pound bag of ice in there. And then using my fish finder, I power it with a Dakota Lithium 12-volt, 23-amp-hour battery. Behind me, I have my LiveWell XL, so it's an 11-gallon LiveWell.
11-gallon LiveWell.
So yeah,
rad.
You can keep like 50 greenback mackerel in there and be set for the entire day, especially
yeah,
when the sea
so
lions
cool.
are bad.
Yeah. So 11 gallons, how big is the one, like, say, we're using on the smaller boats?
On the Outback and stuff?
On the Outback,
It's 8 gallons.
And 8 gallons.
Yeah, and
so.
Both of them are actually adjustable. They have a second, you know, level that you can adjust them to so they hold less water. So I think that one's 6 to 8 gallons, and the larger one's
it's
like 8 to 11.
11 gallons.
Nice.
Yeah.
That gives you plenty of bait.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
So cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's amazing. So, okay. So I know you have people that fish all over the country, all over the world, actually, on Hobie kayaks. I'm sure you have some people in the Pacific Northwest fishing for salmon.
Yes.
Have you developed a downrigger yet?
We haven't, but we partner with Scotty.
Really?
You know, we partner with a bunch of OEM brands like Scotty, Ram Mounts, Railblazer, Lowrance, PowerPole, and, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that they make, and it's a trip when you see those guys, how they rig their boats out in the Pacific Northwest with one or two downriggers and then big trolling, you know, rod setups on there. And the kayaks are fantastic for trolling.
You can go slow on them. Right?
Exactly, yeah. Whether it's a live bait or like a cut, you know, herring that you're slow trolling. I've had the opportunity to fish the Columbia River at the mouth and catch some of those king salmon and stuff. It's so much fun.
Super stealthy too, right? Yeah. You're not, you know, depending on where you are.
Yeah, I mean, on the trolling topic, Crowley, you know, we've gone up there several times and it's the perfect tool for trolling up at Crowley because, you know, I don't know, I've found that a little bit of a slower trolling speed, like 2 miles an hour, is a very casual kick on the Hobie, and it's, you can just troll them up.
You almost fall asleep when you're
It's deadly.
Yeah.
So it does, you do have that. Is that in the accessory book?
We don't have the lake troller in the accessory book, but it is available through Scotty and.
Okay, so they make one that'll fit on the rail.
Yeah, and we have a base for it and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you could put a little 3-pound ball on it, and it's
so cool.
It's perfect for. Yeah. You know, I've even messed around a little bit with bounce balling and
I was gonna say,
trolling for sea bass and stuff out. Kind of out deeper here, you know, mid bottom two thirds of the water column.
There's been a few large creatures caught on downriggers
here. They're effective. Yeah. They're probably the most underused thing in Southern California.
Yeah,
it could be potentially very much effective.
Well, think about it, right? Especially those days when there's current and that kelp's laid down like 30 feet under the water. You just set that thing at 25 feet. You know, rip out 50 feet of line, let your mackerel out, clip it off, and then fly line one, you're covering really two great areas of the water column and can be effective.
Can be very effective, yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A couple of great anglers, a couple of great kayak guys, and some really fun things to talk about.
Yeah, it's rare that you get people that fish as much as they know their product line, and this is two of those guys for sure. It's going to be a great show. Pardon me, with so much great information. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call to be on Let's Talk Hookup at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you call into the show this morning. And we've got that text option now available for you as well. If you want to text the show, just download the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on any device. Totally free, super easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Also allow you to listen to the show archives. You can call from it, and as soon as you fire up the app, you'll see the option of texting the show. And always let us know where you're calling from. It's a one-way system, so we're not unfortunately able to reply back to you on the text, but a great way to participate in the show. And not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, taking your texts, man, we are giving away two killer prizes at the end of the show today, first of which is going to be a brand-new pair of Hobie Eyewear El Matador sunglasses. So a brand-new pair of Hobie sunglasses. In addition to those glasses, you're also going to get a $200 Salty Crew gift pack, thanks to our good friends over at Fast Lane Kayak. So that's one prize.
Yeah.
A brand new pair of Hobie sunglasses and $200 in Salty Crew gift from our friends at Fast Lane. The second lucky winner is going to get a Hobie accessory kit, which will help you completely outfit your kayak for fishing. You know, depending on your model of kayak and style and needs, the kit's going to basically be tailored towards you. So, you know, they're going to.
So how's that going to work for
you? We'll give them a call and figure out what kayak you have and what how you fish, how you use your kayak, and then send you a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
What is that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Accessorize.
Yeah, no doubt. So as you can hear, going to be a great show, great prizes, and just better than anything, just really, really good info. Again, if you want to join us, give us a call at 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, great time here this morning. Phones are already packing up again. If you want to get your shot to get through, 213-432-1090.
All right. Hey, Morgan and Howie from Hobie Kayaks. You know, a lot of people wonder about, what do you wear on a kayak when you're going on the lake? What do you wear when you're going out on the ocean? And you guys have some answers on that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Depending on the season, you know, obviously. But layering up is always a key thing to consider on the kayak, because you could launch in the morning. It could be 40 degrees out and 75, you know, by the time it's, right. it's midday. So AFCO is an amazing partner of ours, and they make some incredible clothing and apparel for kayak anglers.
For any angler, man.
Any angler, yeah.
Especially for kayaks. So, like, what's Howie going to wear? What's Morgan going to wear?
Well, I'm definitely layering up. Like, what my wintertime deal's been is the Hexatron sweatpants and the that kind of as a base layer. And then in the real cold mornings, I'll actually wear a pair of bibs over my AFCO gear. And they're right now, I think the best kayak fishing bib on the market's the NRS Sidewinder, and it's just got a real. It's not a neoprene booty or anything, but they have neoprene booties that go over it.
And then, but it's open on the bottom, so if you tip the kayak,
it's closed
on the bottom.
Okay,
yeah.
So what about the filling up?
And so if there's actually been some studies and some trials out there, guys will get in the water to test this theory of do my bibs fill up with water, and essentially is it a risk for drowning to wear bibs in a kayak in case I capsize or something and end up in the water. Well, there's some survival positions that you should probably be familiar with if you go in the water with a pair of bibs on. But it's essentially, you know, a tucked position, and always wear your flotation device. That's another thing. You know, that'll save your life and keep you afloat with a pair of bibs on.
Yep.
But and you know, I mean, if you're not comfortable wearing bibs in the water kayak fishing, don't do it. But
yeah,
you know,
they're so key though. You know, when we kind of walk our kayaks out in the morning to have dry feet and dry legs
up to your waist.
Yeah. And you throw on a pair of like wool socks underneath them, and, yeah, and then the booties over the
top.
So
this and what's the model again for the AFCO?
So the bibs are the well, first off, my favorite bibs from AFCO are the anhydrous. That's my boat gear.
Yeah.
But in the kayak, it's a brand called NRS that makes these specialty kayak wading bibs.
Different brand.
Yeah, Sidewinder bibs.
And so I'll put that over the top of my AFCO base layers, and I'll you know wear. I mean, I like the Samurai shirts and any one of their Sun shirts from AFCO. You can't go wrong with. But you're
the Reaper to stay warm and dry.
The Reaper.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is an awesome piece of clothing.
My face has never been warmer and happier.
That's my favorite.
Layers is key when you're on a kayak, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you know, again, AFCO makes some amazing jackets, like an anhydrous jacket or something that you can kind of take off as it gets warmer. So.
And sometimes going through the surf, you're getting splashed all the way up to your chin. Mm-hmm. So that jacket in combination with the bibs is pretty key.
So you have no issues wearing, what about like waders that you'd wear in a river or something like that? Would that be an issue?
No, I've worn waders for years, and same thing with those bibs. They have kind of a bungee area around your waist.
Like a wading belt.
Yeah, same thing as a wading belt. And when you go over the side, which, you know, we've just messed around and done it for fun, those actually suck to your body, and you have a really long time before they actually even start really taking on any water.
Yeah.
So I feel very, very safe wearing waders or
and
or
they're nice.
On
it's
the
nice
kayak.
And warm too.
Oh my gosh! Once you get a pair, you know they're not the cheapest thing in the world, but when you're comfortable and happy out there, it makes the world a difference. I would highly recommend getting a pair,
and especially when you're doing it this time of year. In the summertime, when you're going out in your board shorts, anyways, that's one thing. But boy, just you get yourself really cold in the morning. Like you don't get warm for the rest of the day.
No.
Yeah, and then like talking about the warmth, you know, AFCO makes some amazing sun protective clothing.
One of my
favorite is like the Ninja shirt that you wear over the top, and you spend 10, 12 hours out there, you're at the elements of, you know, getting sunburned and things like that. So wearing sun protective clothing is just, it really helps to protect you.
Yeah. No question. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it. I think with the talk of sun and everything, well, I think for the first time we're going to start it off with a text just because it's so on point. This one is from Paul in Bellflower, and it says, speaking of Hobie accessories, do you guys offer any sort of shade or canopy that can be attached to my kayak? And again, Paul from Bellflower sent us that text this morning.
Yeah, we do. We actually just came out with a really awesome Bimini accessory last year, I believe. I mean, time flies. So it could be a little longer than that ago, but basically the front of the Bimini plugs into the sail mast receiver, which is on, you know, almost every Hobie kayak, so you plug the front of that in. It's like a pole, and then it folds open kind of like a backpacking tent almost, and then you can adjust the angle about 30 degrees either way to kind of accommodate for the sun. So you've just got, you know, and it folds up real, real tight and small.
Awesome.
So you can stash it in the, you know, stow it in the front hatch, and you don't have to have it on your kayak all day. I mean, if you've got a long pedal to wherever you're going and back to the beach, you can save it for just that. Or you can, you know, pull it out of there and just stash it real quick. But yeah, definitely check out that Bimini and, you know, wear a nice hat too.
And does that fit on virtually all models?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
So it's a universal fit. So at the back, it's got two adjustable lines with some clips on it, and you can clip that.
Whether it's an Outback Pro Angler or whatever.
Yeah. Any one of our Mirage Drive kayaks that has this sail mast receiver, you know, or accessory mount in the front, it just slips right in there.
Now, that's another thing that you can put on. You can actually put a sail on the kayak?
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah. we've, you know, back in the day, we've had some crazy ideas of, you know, when the tuna have been in close. I've made it out to the 9 mile bank a couple of times, but I'm getting too old for that now.
You've gone to the 9 mile bank on a kayak?
Yeah,
twice. With a sail?
Yeah.
Sail and the pedal.
Yeah, you know, the Adventure Island or Tandem Island?
Yes.
That's really a comfortable, great way to do it.
But yeah, that's a cool boat.
Yeah. There was one time I took a Pro Angler 14 out there.
Get out of here. Dude.
Wow.
Crazy.
By the time we kind of were about 2 miles back from shore, it felt like my cartilage in my knees was going to wear off. It was fine.
Great.
It was a long trip.
That's pretty cool.
26 miles we did that day.
Wow. 26 miles on the kayak.
Yeah.
That's a big day.
You know, and people ask us all the time, you know, how much mileage are you doing in a day out at La Jolla? It's not uncommon in the summertime when you're going up and down the coast looking for fish to do 20 miles in a day. So there is a real athletic aspect to, I mean, you don't have to be an athlete by any means to use a Hobie kayak. Anybody can do it, but I enjoy the physical challenge of, you know, covering all that coastline and doing that. It's pretty cool.
Well, my fiance was kind of like poking at me. She's like, you need to start kayak fishing again. This COVID stuff, sitting at home, eating pizza and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, you're right. You know, you get out there and you don't even notice that you're exercising.
No.
And it's almost,
Ron Lane says, it's disguising your exercise with fun.
Exactly. That's a perfect way to describe it.
That's what it is.
Yeah. It's great. You know, you feel good and you feel like you've gone out there and you're doing something healthy and also, you know, subduing your sickness of needing to catch
fish.
Whole deal. Well, let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. They're packed up. Everyone wants to talk to the boys. Why don't we start it off this morning with Roy? He's called us from San Diego this morning. Roy, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Great.
First off, I recently upgraded from a 2013 PA-12 to a 2018 PA-14, and you guys were talking about ATRL and all the accessories and stuff. I was able to bring over some of my fish finders and my rod mounts and stuff like that just because you guys have those ATRL accessories like the Ram Ball and the Scotty mount and stuff like that. So kudos to you for that one. And second is now that the 14 has a skeg that I was never available or was never used to in the old 12. Is that something that you just drop down the whole time when you do it and it helps you with tracking and everything like that so it's not so squirrely? Or is it just for, like, if I want to go a long straight distance, I put it down? Or how do I do with that skeg?
Yeah, Roy, that's a great question. The skeg really is designed to drop down when you're going from point A to point B, and it's kind of a longer distance, you know. You definitely don't want the skeg up when you're in maneuverable mode, per se. You know, if you're fishing like a shoreline and you're trying to make tight turns and stuff, you definitely want that skeg up. But if you're in a place where there's current or wind and you're going a long distance, that skeg is going to make a huge difference and just help you with your tracking. There's always like a mix that you have to land on between maneuverability and trackability of a kayak, and being able to have a retractable skeg just connects those two dots and gives you the option.
So there you go. All right.
How is the deployment of it? I mean, for somebody that's unaware or their boat doesn't have it and maybe thinking about getting that 14, is the deployment launch of it easy?
Super easy. Okay. Yeah, it's just a little cleat with a pulley, and you'd release it. It drops down the skeg, and
you just have to remember to do it, right?
Yeah. Well, you also have to remember to pull it up.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been like, man, why is my kayak not turning today?
So easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Roy. I appreciate that very much.
All right, let's jump right back into him and talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey, interesting show, and I've been perusing through the Hobie catalog online. Really impressive list of options and accessories you guys have.
Thank you.
So my question is, one, where are Hobie kayaks made, and how long does it take to make, fabricate a Pro Angler?
Hobie kayaks are made right here in Oceanside, California. And so, you know, it's a Southern California manufactured product. It's
manufactured right there?
Right there in Oceanside. We've got the rotomolding ovens going all day, every day. And, it also gives us access to making sure we're delivering a good product too, because it's literally a 1 minute walk from the office to the factory.
That's cool.
And so, yeah.
In this day and age, you just wouldn't think that a product like that was made here. You know what I mean? A lot of people would let the price go and let the maybe quality suffer, but that's not Hobie style.
No, it's so important. You know, we're putting people out on the water there, and we, you know, in different situations, and we want to make sure we give them the best product, highest quality product possible. And, you know, to answer your question on kind of how long it takes, the kayaks vary. We cook each of them differently in the ovens. And once they come out of the molds, they go into a drying rack, and then they go into assembly. And we have a team of experts that put all the hatches and the rigging lines and stuff like that. To be honest, I don't know the answer to that question. That would be like one of our production guys. But I don't think it takes too long. We bust quite a few of them out each day.
Our factory staff is pretty efficient. If you have ever walked in there and watched the assembly line, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's cool. And making kayaks for people around the world,
yep,
right there in Ocean City.
And what's cool is we feel like we have the best test bed for developing kayak products.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
best test guys too.
Between
well, I wish we got to do that more often, but
not to mark our age, but I think between us we've got probably 60 years of fishing experience. So, yeah, I think that, you know, from a product development standpoint, obviously we couldn't do it without our engineers, but I think we're the right
guys.
Yeah,
our favorite thing is when our engineers give us something like, this has been cycle tested a million times, and we take it out and we break it the first day, and we're like, nope, it doesn't work.
Didn't work.
So it's going to be bulletproof by the time it gets to the
computer. That's cool. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's an interesting question. It says, it's from Wayne in Canyon Lake, your hometown. Have a hole in my Hobie kayak. What's the best way to repair it? It's the Mirage Drive area, he said. So how do you repair holes like that?
Well, I mean, there's a couple. If you have a minor, you know, leak or something, a lot of times you can repair it with a plastic weld.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer a plastic welding rod, and we'll supply free rod stock, you know, till the end of time if you need it. So we've got to match the colors and everything like that.
Oh, do you? Okay. You need the actual gun, the rod gun, the welding gun?
Yeah, the welding guns, I think it's about $70, mm-hmm, but it's a really cool...
Is that an accessory you can buy in the Hobie
absolutely,
catalog?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
That's
okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
go check out you know, your local Hobie dealer. They'll be able to set you up with
that.
If they don't have it in stock, they can order it for you for sure.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah,
cool.
And also, I mean, depending on the hull and how old your kayak is, you know, we have an insane warranty program, but over years and years of kayaks sitting in cold and warmth and expanding and contracting, you know, things like that can happen. And so your best bet is a welding kit or, number two,
a new kayak.
Yes.
and the good thing is you develop new kayaks to make them bigger and better, or not bigger necessarily, but just better in every different way.
If you have a Hobie that's 10 years old, I mean, it's like using an old reel, you know, compared to like what's available nowadays.
Today.
The seats are so much more comfortable. The steering systems, the design features, like the integration of the cockpit and rod storage and tackle management. You're living in the ice ages if you're fishing on an old kayak. You got to check out the new stuff.
Yeah, and I know dealers like Fastlane Kayaks, Ron and Deb over there in Mission Bay, will take trade-ins too.
Absolutely.
So if you have the old kayak, they'll take trade-in and get you into the
and
Hobie stuff.
Hold their value, man. I mean, you see it all the time. Like, you're not just buying this thing for now. I mean, there is, no matter what, if you buy a Hobie kayak, there is going to be some resale out of that thing when you're done and ready to upgrade again. I mean, you see it all the time.
No matter how many holes it has.
Older generation boats still, like, really hold their value. It's just one of those things.
Absolutely.
Especially right now, getting out there to... You know, there's plenty of fish to catch.
Yeah, yes.
Totally. Hey, another great text. This one's from Big Dave in Ladera Ranch. I got my first ever kayak in January, and I'm just starting to fish on it. What three accessories do you think are the most important for a new kayak angler for coastal fishing?
coastal fishing. Okay, well, you need one H-rail rod holder. First off, what do you know what kayak model he has?
I don't. Let's just assume it's one, an Outback or a Pro Angler.
On the Outback or the Pro Angler, you've got H-rail, and if it's one of the kayaks that doesn't have integrated H-rail, you can put a section of it on, but
you can.
Or tracks or whatever.
We've got all that.
Yeah. But
you can add that to an earlier model if you
want. Yeah, to any kayak, really.
Okay.
For coastal fishing, at one point or another, everybody's going to be drift fishing. And the nice thing about that H-rail rod holder is the adjustability of it. So, when we're halibut fishing or drift fishing of any type, we're using at least one of those. And you need a Hobie Livewell V2 or the XL. You know, the V2, like we mentioned earlier, is an 8-gallon capacity. The bigger one that fits, the XL fits pro anglers only. That gives you an 11-gallon capacity, which, I would say
gotta have a bait tank.
Gotta have a bait tank. So a bait tank, an H-rail rod holder, and a life vest. If it was three things, that's what it would be.
Life vest is number one, so you shouldn't even count that. You should only have that.
And the cool thing about the life vest on that Hobie makes, they're made for being on the kayak. Very, very not bulky at all, not in your way at all, right?
Exactly. Yeah, and they've got a nice big pocket on it. You can fit a giant cell phone in.
There's a bunch of different models. We have inflatable life jackets, and then we have regular standard thin back foam models. All different kinds of different ones for male and female. Users, so
and then
a good option.
Another good thing to have on a kayak is a portable VHF radio too.
Yes,
every time.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
Good to just have. I mean, your cell phone gets out of range or doesn't work or gets wet or whatever. Having a waterproof VHF radio is a very important item if you're fishing on the coast.
Coastal stuff too. Mm-hmm. For me, another very important accessory is a fish finder
and being able to tell
how deep you are, tell where those edges are, find bait, find fish. It's a huge help.
Yeah, there's times that. Maybe we're testing product or something like that, and we're going out for a quick fish, and you think to yourself, I don't think I need to put a fish finder on this for this trip. Yeah. And you go out there, and you just feel blind. Yeah. I mean, it's,
it's like leaving your phone at home, going to work all day.
Yeah. You think you've got landmarks and stuff, but we're so used to using our electronics out here that we're not triangulation experts. We're not landmark fishermen, and it can just help so much. Not just to you can see the hardness of the bottom. If there's a little bait on the meter, you at least know that's a good starting point. Stuff like that you can't visually see with your eyeballs. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We got catch reports, all kinds of great info coming up. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, phones are packed up solid. If you want to get your shot to get through, 213-432-1090. That's not only your opportunity to talk to Morgan and Howie, but also your opportunity to those killer prizes.
A couple
today,
of
man.
Great prizes.
Yeah. Hobie sunglasses, Salty Crew gift packs from our friends at Fastlane, a full Hobie accessory kit to help you dial in your kayak.
There's they could take. So, yeah, Howie will call you and say, okay, what kind of kayak you have and what do you need on it?
Yeah.
He'll dial you in.
That's right.
That's cool.
So you have a new series of kayak tournaments that are going to start, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're part of a lot of tournaments all across the country that we'll sponsor and stuff. One of them actually right here in Southern California is ABA, American Bass Association, just added a kayak category this year. So they'll be in a bunch of these local lakes down here. And then we also have our Hobie Bass Open Series. Unfortunately, it's kind of on the other, you know, the middle of the country. But we have 10 open events there and then a championship event. Last year, the winner took home a check for $30,000. We paid out $62,000.
Wow.
To our top, you know, it's a cut of top 50 anglers. This year, we're expecting to pay out about $75,000.
so cool.
Yeah, and even in those open events, you know, we pay out. Our goal there is to make it all about the anglers. So we take a small administrative fee to pay for PayPal fees and like our app hosting fee. The rest of it, 100% of it, gets paid out to the anglers.
Nice.
So there's a lot of cash. It's really elevated kayak fishing and created this elite level series that people can really get involved in and kayak fish. You know, people in the bass world know Kevin Van Dam, they know Mike Iaconelli, and what we're creating with this series is kayak anglers that kids
stars.
And stuff, yeah, they can aspire to do that. You know, maybe they can't afford a $60,000 or $80,000 bass boat and a truck to pull it, but man, they can afford a Hobie kayak and get out there and catch some fish
and probably beat up on some of those big guys, right?
Absolutely. And what's fun is we actually Jordan Lee fished a kayak fishing event last year. Mike Iaconelli did, and there's been a few others. And so those guys are dabbling in that stuff and adding it into their hat, you know, so it's cool.
Now, don't get me wrong, like, one of the biggest advantages of a Hobie kayak, like, is your maneuverability, and you can cover so much ground, but in comparison to a bass boat, one of the things that the kayak gives you is, like, it forces you to pick apart your area better. Like, you know, the option of just picking up and running 50 miles or, you know, across the lake doesn't exist. So, like, you're going to pick apart the area so much better when you're, you know, somewhat focused on, like, this is the stretch that I'm going to be fishing today. So,
yeah, it's really cool. Like, these events, we allow anglers to, you know, you'll go out and fish an area, and if it's not producing for you, you come back to the ramp, load your kayak back up, and we have a pretty large area. So say, for example, we're fishing Kentucky Lake. There's anglers that are an hour away from each other, you know, 50, 60 miles away. But you have to kind of build that into your your plan for the day, because you have to be back in, checked in with us by a certain time. So if you drive or and you get in traffic or something, it's kind of it's a risky thing you have
it's
to do.
It's all part
there.
Of the play.
So it's so much fun.
Yeah. And if you've ever tournament fished, you know how fast those days go.
Oh, man,
so
right?
It's like, you know, very critical. If you're going to be 2 hours from the we don't do a weigh-in site because it's catch, photo, release, but, you know, from the tournament site, then you've got to really take that into
That's
consideration.
Fun.
I do like what you said, though, Rick. Like, on a kayak, you really do fish differently than you would on a bigger boat.
Yeah.
And you really approach an area differently. You're stealthy, you're quiet, you can't move as fast, and you do pick it apart better. You know, there's plenty of times I've fished behind a couple of bass boats that have just run along an edge, and you go in there and pull out a couple of fish that they missed because they were just going too fast, trying to fish the whole lake in one day, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's jump into those phones. They're jam-packed. They want to talk to Howie and Morgan.
Absolutely. Kevin from Temple City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Kevin, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I have a couple of inflatables. I got a couple of inflatables, and I have a 2018 Outback that I love.
Nice.
I made an accessory for it that I'm kind of worried about. I have a bad back, so on long hauls, the plug where the pedal drive goes, I inserted a wheel on the bottom of it, and so I insert that into the pedal drive slot there, and then I have a, you know, my back wheels, and it's easy to pull along. I did make a little swivel, so it takes some of the, you know, some of the weight off of the little latches that the plug goes into. But I'm still kind of concerned I might damage the kayak. I mean, it works great, but I get scared sometimes. It might break something in the kayak.
So it actually clips into where the Mirage Drive is?
Yeah, you know, the plug that you snap in there, you can use to fill in the hole there.
I wouldn't recommend that with some of our heavier models. If it helps you, you know, that's good. But I would definitely be careful about the load you're putting on those click and go latches. You know, I would try to make sure that you've got as much weight off of the kayak as possible. And you know,
they are pretty strong, you know, like that, the torque that you put out with your legs
an impressive statistic how much force that Mirage Drive actually has on it.
Yeah. But you know, like if you're hopping off curbs and or hitting like a rock with, you know, 200 pounds of gear on it, like Howie takes when he takes his pro angler out, that could damage it, you know, so just keep that in mind.
So we're talking about the distance from the truck to launching the boat, like that's where, you know.
Yeah, well, I put all the weight in the back part, so most of it's on the wheels. But like, I go to like the Huntington Beach launch ramp there, and you can park over adjacent from there in a parking lot, and you're pulling it across, you know, the walkway and all that. But I'm not going off. It's just a long haul dragging that thing, and but those wheels.
Sounds like a clever accessory, though, that you developed.
I love it, Kevin.
Yeah.
A little bit of DIY stuff is in our blood.
I was hoping you guys would develop something like that.
Yep.
Cool.
As kayak fishermen, you know, I mean, talk about a DIY community, a creative community. It's pretty cool to see what everybody's doing out there.
Absolutely. Hey, Kevin, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin mentioned he had a couple inflatables. There's a new Hobie inflatable coming out, right?
The iTrek series, baby.
The iTrek? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I think the name kind of gives you a hint to how cool they are. And so there's a 9-footer, an 11-footer, a Tandem 14, and then there's the Fiesta, which is a 4-person kayak.
What?
So yeah, they're awesome. They're extremely lightweight. They're extremely portable and pack into a small, high-quality roller bag that you can check onto a plane and stuff like that. But
with the Mirage Drive and the whole thing?
Everything, yeah. I forget the exact statistics, but like the 9-footer, for example, is 20-something pounds, or am I?
Yeah, it is. You can put it in a backpack. I mean, you can wear it on your back, essentially, and if you wanted to hike into a little backcountry lake and stuff like that, I mean, you could do that with this I-9. And then the I-11 has kind of been, you know, that's a staple for Ron and Mission Bay and all the freshwater stuff.
How does this new kayak differ from the current I-11?
Well, it's got it's a little bit stiffer because it's got an updated drop stitch, and there's some other technical things going on with it, but it's the hardness of it when it's inflated is it's a little more like a rigid feeling kayak.
Really?
The stability is insane, just as it was on the previous I-11, but the new drop stitch and that rigidity that's added there makes it, it's so comfortable to stand on and fish. I would definitely say know your limits if you're out there standing on a kayak, but this thing's like, I mean, we fished freshwater on it and in some product shoots and stuff like that. Had it out at Sand V, and it was fun buzzing around the lake there, casting at open water schools and that stuff. So, yeah.
Wow, sounds fantastic. Now, have you developed the bait tank for the inflatables yet?
Not yet. That's you know, on the radar. But yeah.
A lot of people aren't. If you're going to be fishing live bait, you know, a lot of the time you'll be fishing a rigid hull kayak, unless you're traveling. Like I've had the privilege of taking the I-11, flying it down to Cabo with me, because it weighs 44 pounds with everything.
Wow.
And then you add in the bag and stuff, you're right at that limit, you know. But even if you pay an overweight fee and to have a kayak for your entire vacation, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Or throw it in the RV, throw it on the boat, whatever. You know, it doesn't take up any space in the garage.
You check it as a bag. You don't have to check it as a surfboard accessory.
Exactly.
And pay $100.
Just a bag.
Just a regular bag.
Yeah. And then the 9-footer's like 36 pounds fitted hull weight. I mean, fully rigged weight. So they're very lightweight, and they're awesome little platforms. And, yeah, you know, what I did there last time was just find a 5-gallon bucket and throw a couple cabellitos in there, and they turned into rooster fish, which is nice.
So yeah. Cool. And when are these coming out?
They are, we launched them. I don't know exactly when they're going to be shipping
at
and stuff,
dealers.
But
okay.
I know a lot of our dealers are taking pre-orders for them. So get your orders in now with them, because they're hot. There's a lot of people.
The demand for Hobie kayaks is like never before. So
yeah.
Wanting a portable kayak, if you're in a situation that he is, what would push you over the edge if you were ordering? Go I-11 for the little bigger, little extra room? Go I-9 for the extra portability? What do you think you two would pick if you're looking for a travel type boat like that?
I like to have as much stability and space as possible. So for me, the I-11 is the ultimate inflatable fishing kayak.
I mean, clearly,
yeah,
they're both good. I don't mean it like which one's better. I just meant for your scenario, what do you like?
Well, I kind of put myself in the setting. So if I'm in Colorado, Idaho, something like that, and there's a lot of those little lakes that are a quick hike into, then something like that, the I-9 for sure. For local lakes around here, I-11 for me.
And this is something you can throw in the back of your truck or your car. You could have a smart car and even take one, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right in the trunk.
Yeah.
For apartment living, if you don't have a garage,
sure.
Yeah.
There's nothing better.
Yeah. Easy to store. And how fast can you inflate it?
I think there was a competition last
right
Fred Hall,
yeah,
and I think some guy inflated an I-11 in like a minute and a half or something.
Yeah.
But if you're
easy
relaxing
and out
doing it, yeah, they actually come with an electric pump, so you can plug them into your car, get them up to a certain point, and then just top them off with a hand pump. But 5 to 10 minutes and you're on the water, you know.
That's awesome. That's cool.
Pretty cool.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming here. Another full hour. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting, and a lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Reliability. Yamaha is known for it. And it's something boaters value, because these days, few things are built to last. When we find something that is, we hold on to friendships, traditions, outboards. because every second on the water is sacred. If you count on having this time, you need an outboard you can count on to power it. That's why boaters choose Yamaha for the long run, for life, because reliability starts here.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new kitchen this year. We're all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja. I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it. It's just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.